Young Hearts Run Free. That's Young Turks. I'm after getting an awful fright. God almighty, the things I have. My head is like a sieve. And they've gone dashing out. Needless to say, I'm probably out of luck because I know at the moment my radio is out of action in the car. So that's it. I'm gone. Sunk. Eamon, if you are listening in, just after giving a loan in my car to my brother and he goes away and I forget, or somebody forgets anyway, to take my briefcase out of the car, and there goes all my equipment away, etc. So Eamon, or if you haven't left town as yet, or if anybody sees Eamon Duffy circulating around town in a green Ford Granada, could you stop him, please, and arrest my briefcase from him? It's in the back, sitting on the back seat, I think. And alas, probably he's away with it, which leaves me up the Swanee, the proverbial Swanee, as you know. When you're up there, it's not too nice. So anyway, Eamon, listen, if you are listening in, or if anybody is in touch with him, if he hasn't left town as yet, please remind him quickly to return with the briefcase before he speeds way to Dublin. The time now is just coming up to 18 minutes before 1 o'clock. Let's have a listen now to a piece of music, which I'm sure will bring back pleasant memories. It comes from a group who call themselves the Four Aces, and it's called Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
To be living, the golden crown that makes a man a king. Once on a high and windy hill, in the lover's kiss, and the world stood still. Then your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing.
Sure it is. Lucky enough, I've never experienced it. Love, the many splendid thing there, performed by the Four Aces, taking us up to 15 minutes before 1 o'clock, 30 minutes away from your main lunchtime news bulletin, which comes your way at 1.15. Did I say 15 or 30 minutes away? Well, it's 1.15 when that happens anyway. And Richard Kenny will be Mike's side, backed by the very hard-working CRD news team, and they'll be giving you all the local, national and international news in that special news bulletin, as I said, happening for you at 1.15. Now we're going to have a listen to the Wolf Tones. We did mention, incorrectly, that they were appearing yesterday on Ken Murray's programme. They are not. You were wrong, Gavin. They are appearing today, the 6th of January, and they're on Ken's programme talking about how life is treating them and how they're getting by and how things are going for the Wolf Tones. Needless to say, if you ask them how things are going, that should be a happy interview because they've never looked back and they've been on the go for a long, long time and going from strength to strength. I know it sounds impossible, but they still keep doing it and doing it very, very well. Here they are singing Misty Foggy Dew.
Oh, come all ye young and fair, and those who are in love, I'll tell to you the many joys of love. From your first to your last, love is bitter, sweet and sad. Love is gentle, love is strong, and love is kind. As we ramble by day through this lonely life we stray, it's sweeter to have loved along the way. Like the dew upon the rose, are the fairy wind that blows as we wander through life's misty, foggy dew. Like the stream that's rushing wild, are the mischief of the child, are the gentle river slowly passing by. Love is deeper than the seas and is taller than the trees and brighter than the stars up in the sky. As we ramble by day through this lonely life we stray, it's sweeter to have blows as we wander through life's misty, foggy dew. Love I have won, and sometimes I have lost, but far better to have loved than not at all. There's a love that can be false, that goes gnawing at your heart, or true love that is sweeter than the rose. As we ramble by day through this lonely life we stray, it's sweeter to have loved along the way. Like the dew upon the rose, or the fairy wind that blows as we wander through life's misty, foggy dew.
Paul Mowens and the West End Arcade. Great New Year sale now on. 20% off all stock. Watches. Quartz watches. Excellent for accuracy. Bracelet watches. Beautiful for dress wear. gold and silver pendants and earrings to match. Beautiful selection of gold rings, all at 20% discount. If you need a clock, call into Paul Moen. You'll get excellent value at sale prices and a fantastic range to choose from. 20% off all stock in the Great New Year sale at Paul Moen's in the West End Arcade.
The Brick and Door Store, Sunday's Gate, Drogheda and Stamullen, County Meath, provide a service to builders second to none. Where else could you get all your hardware requirements? A selection of front and back doors, interior and exterior doors, not to mention a selection of bricks from as early as 8 o'clock in the morning, right through the day, including lunchtimes, 6 days a week. The Brick and Door Stores have everything for the builder, DIY man and householder. Try them first. They will even arrange immediate delivery. We do more at the Brick and Door Store, Sunday's Gate, Drogheda and Stamullen, County Meath.
Wake up to a tasty treat, it's Kelly's Bread.
Kelly's Bread.
Crisp and fresh and great to eat, that's Kelly's Bread.
Kelly's Bread.
Morning fresh every single morning, baked while the world is yawning.
Shops when the day's dawning.
That's Kelly's Bread.
New Kelly's Bread. Morning fresh every day, because it's baked fresh every morning.
Morning fresh every single morning. Ooh, 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 Kelly's Bread. Oh, that's Kelly's Bread.
Welcome back to the program, and once again, if you are listening in, Eamon, at all, please do get in touch with us, because you're away with a briefcase, not only holding tapes and interviews, etc., but also some documents that I had to get through this evening. So, God almighty, I don't know, it's just my luck anyway. I don't know, it upsets things greatly anyway. 8 minutes before 1 o'clock is the time now on the lunchtime special, and maybe he might be listening in, or maybe somebody might, in pursuit of him, track him down, shoot him, take back me case, and return to Drogheda. This time we're going to listen to Jets, and it's one from them called Yes Tonight, Josephine. If memory serves me right, originally recorded by Johnny Ray, and this is one that was not recorded by Napoleon.
With the dynamite. Yes, tonight, Josephine. Yes, tonight. Everything, Josephine, will be alright. Well, I'm gonna give my heart to you. Don't ask me if I love you, but you know it's true tonight. Josephine, yes, tonight. I love you from the start. But I sure try. Yes, tonight, Josephine. Yes, tonight.
Yes, tonight.
Everything, Josephine, will be alright.
Be alright.
Well, I'm gonna give my heart to you. Don't ask me if I need you, cause you know I do tonight. Josephine. And knock me out. Yes, tonight, Josephine. Yes, tonight.
Thank you.
If you're clock watching this Wednesday afternoon, the time now is 5 minutes before 1 o'clock. Perhaps if you're working in a local shop, you have good reason to clock watch, because today you probably have a half day, you lucky thing you. But we'll be going through throughout the afternoon, 24 hours a day, and keeping you company. So if you're doing anything this afternoon, staying indoors or going outdoors, remember you'll do it better in the company of your lovable local community radio Drogheda. Let's have a listen now to a little bit of big band music. This is Kai Warner, and a piece of music from them entitled Silence is Golden. Silence is Golden, Kai Warner and his orchestra there, and a little bit of big band hi-fi music for you. Time now, just 30 seconds away from 1 o'clock. You never know, it could be 30 seconds left in the world. That's the daunting thought when you think of nuclear warfare. A song along those lines to bring home the startling facts to you comes from Boney M. It's called We Killed the World.
Atomic mushrooms. I see rockets, missiles in the sky. Whole world, whole world.
Hunters rising up when yesterday was found. You heard the rumming sound. Heavy tractor the world, don't let her down. Do not destroy basic ground. Don't kill the world, our means of life. Lend ear to nature's cry.
Don't Kill the World, that's a follow-up there to We Kill the World from Boney M. Now, I don't know if there's any truth, but I don't think there is, really, in the rumour that's been circulating that Frank Godfrey, in fact, wrote that song, because it was in the latter part of 1981 that Frank was vehemently opposing all nuclear arms and looking for nuclear disarmament, and it was a fairly large campaign that he launched. He probably had a very big following, but it was himself that was most active on the front, and he was seen from time to time carrying around a large replica missile and frightening perhaps some of the other Corporation Council members on the odd occasion when he threatened to let it off in the Corporation Chambers. But I don't think there is any truth in the rumour that Frank Godfrey actually did write that piece of music for Boney M. And neither do I think there's any truth in the rumour that Eddie Holt wrote it for Frank Godfrey, who wrote it for Boney M. That's not true either. That's only some of the cynics of Frank would say that. Meanwhile, this is Vince Hill and a lovely piece of music from him called Edelweiss.
for it.
Vince Hill and Edelweiss there, taking us up to almost 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. That's where we take a short break. We'll be back in just a moment. And don't forget, we're just minutes away from the news at 1:15. All the local, national and international news then.
New year of 1982 sees the continuation of this season's very successful run of Mr. and Mrs. Gavin Duffy's Mr. and Mrs. is Drogheda's top cabaret show, and it's in the Rosnery Hotel each and every Thursday night through 82. This week, the big jackpot prize starts at £130, and there's additional prize money and, of course, special spot prizes. The doors open at 9 o'clock, and this great value show includes entertainment from Dermot Fingus and Cyril Jolly and the Ken Murray Disco Show. So join Gavin Duffy and friends for Mr. and Mrs. in the Rosnery Hotel this and every Thursday night. The Larry Fay Blast-Off Prices Sale is now on. Make your way down there now and pick up some of these brilliant bargains. Sunbeam 2-slice sandwich toaster was £32, now only £25.95. Supreme Multi-Cooker with slow cook was £56, now only £39.95. Large Combination Grill was £59, now only £49.95. 2-slice toaster reduced from £17 to £12.95. Under and over blankets at slash prices. Automatic washing machines. Bendix Automatic was £239, now only £199. Hot Point Automatic from £299 down to £279. Hot Point Top Loader was £499, now only £459. Candy Automatic Tumble Dryer, only £369. Sanusi Automatic, down from £319 to £299. Bendix Tumble Dryer was £139, now only £119. Hot Point Tumble Dryer, £135, at giveaway. Cookers, 4-blade Family Tricity Cooker, was £239, now only £199. Tricity Crown was £299, now only £269. Tricity President, reduced from £439 to £399. Belling Family Cooker, only £239. All this and more at the Larry Fay Blast-Off Prices Sale, now on. Larry Fay's of the North Quay in Drogheda.
Brady's of Lawrence Street, great stock clearance sale now on. Yes, everything must go to make way for a complete new change of business. Golden bargains and tea sets, pictures, electric irons, brassware and household goods. All reduced to prices you will never see again. Most goods at less than present day wholesale prices. Come now to Brady's of Lawrence Street for the biggest bargains of 1982. You won't beat Brady's. Knock down prices while stocks last. Yes, it's bargains all the way at Brady's Household Centre, Lawrence Street, Drogheda.
Take us to news time. We're going to listen to Jackie Trent now, and one that I know brings back memories. Where are you now?
When shadows of evening gently
Where Are You Now? Apt enough song from Jackie Trent. Between herself and her husband, Tony Hatch, they could say that to quite a number of up-and-coming groups that they sent into obscurity after giving them an awful slating on, what was the name of that program? New Faces. Oh, talking about being charitable. Anyway, there you are, there you be. That's one from, as I said, Jackie Trent, taking us up nicely to 1:15 on Community Radio Drogheda, live on 225 and 255 metres medium wave, and also on VHF 98.6 and 102 megahertz.
All the news, local, national and international, on Community Radio Drogheda.
At the news desk, we join Richard Kenny.
Good afternoon. First national and international headlines. The takeover by Irish Shipping of the Belfast-Liverpool ferry service may be delayed because of difficulties in getting a suitable ship. Irish Shipping wished to run the ferry through a British subsidiary. The company had hoped to start the service in April, but now they say it could be some time before the plan is realised. A spokesman said they were involved in what he called very sensitive negotiations with the National Seamen's Union and other parties. The Liverpool-Belfast ferry service was abandoned by the P&O line last November. The managing director of Quinsworth, Mr. Tom Fitzpatrick, denied that the supermarket chain had broken an agreement on food imports. The grocers organisation, RG Data, and the Association of Distributive Trades had complained yesterday about direct imports by Quinsworth and said that if this continued, jobs in many factories would be lost. Leaders of the striking NET in Cork have said they're available for negotiations with the company. They accused management of having allowed a disagreement over bank holiday payments, which they say is the cause of the dispute, to drag on over the past year. The director of the Forensic Science Laboratory in Dublin, Dr. Jim Donovan, was injured by an explosion in his car as he drove to work this morning. It happened at Newlands Cross in Clondalkin as he was on his way to Garda headquarters in the Phoenix Park. Dr. Donovan, who has severe leg injuries, was taken to St. James Hospital. Gardaí are working on the theory that the blast under the car was caused by an explosive device. Britain is to provide an extra £90 million to help the Northern Ireland economy. The Secretary for the North, Mr. James Pryor, announced this in Belfast this morning and said the money would go to housing, farming, social services and law and order. He said the plan could mean more than 9,000 jobs for the province. After the heaviest rains for many years, landslides buried people in their homes along 150 miles of California's coast. At least 90 deaths were blamed on the floods and a storm that left the Midwestern United States under 18 inches of snow. In California, landslides shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and the Waldo Tunnel threatened to collapse and sever San Francisco's main link with areas to the north. The Syrian foreign minister has said his country will seek a strategic cooperation agreement with the Soviet Union if the United Nations fails to act against Israel's annexation of the Golan Heights. He added, however, that Syria would consult with its Arab neighbors before signing such an agreement. Now the local news. Drogheda is a dirty town, but it will be even dirtier following the decision of Drogheda Corporation officials to divert all their outdoor employees to the task of filling in the thousands of potholes in the area. This decision means that most streets and estates in Drogheda, with the exception of the town centre, will not be swept for several weeks yet. This was revealed by the borough engineer, Mr. Ayrton, at the monthly meeting of the Drogheda Corporation last night, following a complaint by Alderman Con O'Brien that the Dalík Gate ward had not seen a brush for several days. Why, Alderman O'Brien asked, were the streets, were the services of five temporary outdoor employees terminated last week when they were doing such a good job at sweeping the streets? The county manager, Mr. Paddy Lavin, explained that the services of the temporary employees were extended on two occasions, but that their services were finally terminated on December 31st last, because there was just not enough money to keep them on. There were immediate objections from all the councillors, but more so from Councillor Ray Dempsey, chairman of the Make Drogheda Beautiful campaign, who was alarmed that his organisation's efforts to clean up the town were now to be foiled by a decision of Drogheda Corporation's own officials. Councillor Dempsey pointed out that between four and six permanent employees of Drogheda Corporation had either retired or resigned, and he wondered if some of the five temporary employees could not now be reinstated to fill those positions left vacant. However, despite protests from the councillors, the officials advised against doing anything, pending the allocation of central funds later this month. Drogheda Corporation officials also incurred the wrath of many of the councillors following the official decision to refuse permission for an extension to Thornton's shop at Brookville. The meeting was told that the owners had broken the rules by extending his shop, but the members were almost unanimous in their appeal for clemency. The only objector was Alderman Frank Godfrey. He said that he had no sympathy for people who broke the rules. It was agreed that the proprietor be given an opportunity to appeal to On Board Planola. Also at last night's meeting, a decision on a proposed new shopping centre at Dominic Street was adjourned until the members could visit and inspect the site. The proposed development includes a car park for 120 cars as well as 27 shopping units and some office accommodation. The borough engineer, Mr. Ayrton, informed the members that a decision on the application would have to be made before January 24th. Plans of the proposed development were circulated to the councillors, but it was decided to defer discussion after one member admitted that for all he knew, he could be looking at a 20-acre field. A new rent agreement worked out between the government and the NATO, the National Association of Tenants Organisations, was attacked by corporation members last night. The most outspoken was Fianna Fáil's Tommy Murphy. He called the government a crowd of cowboys and said that the new differential rent scheme was disgraceful. His words were echoed around the chamber by the members who called on the officials to refuse to implement the scheme. However, after the county manager had cautioned that such action was impossible, the corporation decided to send a letter to the minister to suggest certain changes which they thought were necessary. The Minister for Labour, Mr. Kavanagh, last night expressed concern and alarm at what he called, quote, the damaging effects, both locally and nationally, of the six-month-old Tara Mines dispute, a concern that was echoed by the Meath TD and Minister for Finance, Mr. John Bruton. Urging both sides to reflect on the position, he said that the conciliation services of the Labour Court were standing by to assist in the resolution of what he called this most central industrial dispute. Although many had pinned their hopes on a settlement at last Monday's meeting in the Foresters Hall in Navan, at which new settlement proposals were put forward by the mediator, local curate Father Andrew Farrell, the offer was rejected by a 2-1 majority by the 149 craftsmen on strike since July. The offer was turned down, according to a union spokesman, because of the loss of overtime, which would invalidate the £34 per week pay increase offered by the company. Brendan Hines, deputy chairman and chief executive of Tara Mines, claimed that, contrary to statements made by some craftsmen representatives, there would still be ample opportunity for overtime, and he said he was bitterly disappointed by the rejection. News of the rejection of the proposals by the craftsmen was also greeted with a saddened surprise amongst the business fraternity in Navan. Mr. Jack Davis, president of the Navan Chamber of Commerce, said that the effects of the stoppage had been particularly apparent at Christmas, with trade in the shops down in real terms, and pointed out that the closure had come at a time when local industry was not doing well. The Navan Chamber of Commerce met last night to discuss the implications of the rejection of this latest offer. The Rice brothers from Northern Ireland, well known in the Drogheda vicinity because of the long-running Rathmullen site dispute for which they obtained the contract, are, it seems, causing controversy in another area, this time in Belfast. The brothers, Don and Danny, have indicated that they're interested in acquiring a CIE-owned hotel, the Russell Court, which is speculated to be up for sale. The hotel was bombed twice in the past 5 years. Although they will not be the only prospective tenders for the property, should it come on the market, it's widely known that the brothers are keenly interested in making a serious bid for it. And finally, for news of a good deed performed recently that came to our attention and which proves that the spirit of Christmas is not yet dead. The Bellew Strikers benefited recently from a Christmas draw in the well-known local pub Benny Flanagan's when a sailor, name unknown, won a turkey and ham. Apparently, the story goes that the sailor, knowing that he would not be around when the prize winners were announced, left word that should he win, the prize should go to some local charity. As fate would have it, his ticket was drawn, so after some consultations, it was decided that the Bellew Strikers were the most deserving cause, which always goes to prove that Christmas can still bring out the best in us. Finally, the weather forecast for this area over the next couple of hours: cold with isolated wintry showers spreading to all areas. Temperatures will be between 2 and 5 degrees Celsius this afternoon. The outlook is for continuing cold weather for the rest of the week. Headlines again at 3 and 5, main evening news 6:15. For the moment, that's it from the news desk.
Gavin Duffy.
2-2-5.
Welcome back to the Lunchtime Special. Thank you to Richard Kenny reporting at the news desk. And we're back listening to Julio Iglesias and one called When They Begin, The Begin.
they begin. They begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Tío, que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro yo estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver.
Tis Fed Up I Am, the hero in that one. It comes from Julio Iglesias and it's called When They Begin, They Begin. In fact, I've mentioned Maureen Potter and Mother Goose, etc. Tony Kenny appears in it and he sings that number, and he sings it in Spanish and English, and he does a rather good job and a great voice. Meanwhile, we want to include a dedication. It's for Noli McCardle of 9 Avenue 1 Yellow Batter, who is 16 years old today, the 6th of January. And please play a request for On the Lunchtime Program. It comes from a dad and mam, Jim, John, Jared and Caroline. All the gang want to say a very good afternoon to you and wish you all the best down there at 9 Avenue 1 Yellow Batter on your 16th birthday, the 6th day of January. Nolan McCardle. This is Helen Reddy. Just can't say goodbye to you. Don't have much trouble in saying happy birthday though, Nolan.
You say it would be better if we stopped seeing each other. If you had only met me first when you were free. 'Cause now you've got commitments, I should not expect things from me that you can't give to me. Oh, but baby, can't you see? Thank you. something's happened that can never be explained. Now it's too late for me. I've already
Great January sale is now on with fantastic bargains on all floors. £30 off all full-length fur and sheepskin coats. Bargain rail of coats from £25, plus £10 off all regular stock. Showerproof coats with fur trim, £5 off, also bargain rail. Dresses from £10, £7 off regular stock. Jeans from £5, heavy jumpers from £10, blouses from £7.50 and skirts from £10. Also, bargains in underwear and accessories and large 90s at a special price. Bargains for all at Gleason's Great Big January Sale, and it's now on. Paul Mowens and the West End Arcade, Great New Year Sale now on. 20% off all stock. Watches, quartz watches, excellent for accuracy. Bracelet watches, beautiful for dress wear. Gold and silver pendants and earrings to match. Beautiful selection of gold rings, all at 20% discount. If you need a clock, call into Paul Mowen. You'll get excellent value at sale prices and a fantastic range to choose from. 20% off all stock in the Great New Year Sale at Paul Mowen's in the West End Arcade. Connolly Brothers, the Red Shop in Shop Street annual sale is now in full swing. No gimmicks, just bargains, fantastic offers in furniture, bedding, rugs and floor coverings. You name it and we have slashed it. Paints and wallpapers clearing at half price. Vacuum cleaners, kitchenwares, cutlery, electric goods, all at bargain prices. This year we're introducing a special bargain window. Watch out for the 9 a.m. bargains each day. Make 1982 a save year. Come to Connolly Brothers, the Red Shop, and we will help you save.
Welcome back to the programme, and as we did say at the outset, it looks like we have our phone lines back in action. Not all numbers, but we do have 7143 back in full swing. So if you want to get in touch with us for a request or a dedication, that phone line number 7143, or something that's been burdening your mind over the last few days, and you've tried to get through to us but failed, well, it hasn't been in vain. We're waiting to hear from you. That phone line number 7143.
Oh, sorry, it's gone. In fact, see that our phone lines are back. We've been pretty busy going through a few phone calls that have come through to us on our switchboard. That was a little lady from Anika, and as I said, apologies, but our phone lines have gone very, very busy with people coming through to us on 7143, and that's the phone line number. Apologies for being out of lines for the last few days, and obviously people are anxious to get through to raise some comments and to make their views known on certain things. We have one or two very interesting comments perhaps coming up in a moment. We're just trying to line theirs up at the moment and get ourselves reorganized. In the meantime, we'll listen to Cool and the Gang. It's called Stepping Out. Stepping Out, Cool and the Gang, taking us up to, what is it, almost 17 minutes before 2 o'clock. Phone line's extremely busy. I'm very cagey about making any comments on this one at the moment. A gentleman was on the phone. He said he has submitted a letter to the Drogheda Independent, which he was hoping to have published this week, but they haven't published it. So he was down there to check with them, and they said they couldn't get it in, but they'll try and get it in next week. And I have a funny feeling that they're not going to publish it anyway, because it is perhaps a little bit controversial, and I don't think they will carry it. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I feel, because I asked the young gentleman to come on the air and to make the point. He didn't have to give his name. Sometimes people don't want to. We like to have their name, but if they don't want to broadcast the name, that's okay. And I thought the reason that I'm mentioning it, it's rather serious. But at this point in time, I'm not going to mention the particular nightclub in question,
because I think it would be unfair. I always like it if one is making a criticism to, I think in fairness to those people who are involved, I think they should know where it came from, because sometimes they have so many problems and complaints that I think in fairness to them, if somebody wanted, if somebody was to criticize me, at least I'd like to know who was criticizing me, etc. I'll get the blame anyway, I know, but still, to make the point, most serious, think about it, and it is sad that it's still happening. It's a pity that people don't learn lessons. This time last year, we were taking silly, ridiculous risks with public venues, packing them in with people, locking exit doors, etc., and resulting in, on the 14th of February, the Valentine's Day disaster at the Stardust last year, which rocked this country and I know should have taught us all a very dear lesson. Alas, no. Young gentlemen out at a nightclub over the festive season noticed that the exit doors were all locked. At least one, anyway, was locked. I think he said they were all locked, but he brought it to the attention of the management, and he asked them to check the doors, etc. Would he be able to open them? And he says to me on the phone there that the management were most abrupt with him and told him to mind his own business. Well, he persisted, and at this stage, a number of people had gathered around, and seeing the lock on the door, he explained then abruptly that all you should do is just take the lock off and give it a kick and it'll open. No problem at all. And this is what was stated. So he was asked by a few of the people to prove it, because they were a little bit anxious and worried about it. So he took off the chain that was on the exit door and then proceeded to start kicking it to try to open it. And he could not open the exit door. Eventually, having failed, he turned to the young gentleman who had first brought it to his attention and to the attention of the other people dancing at the venue, and he told him if he didn't like the place, he could take his money, and in language that is not broadcastable, told him to get lost. And you know, if you're not using good language, as I might describe, and you want to tell somebody to get lost, the terms you use, well, they were used to this young gentleman. Now, he felt a little bit annoyed about it. As I said, he's written to the Drogheda Independent about it. In fact, he wrote that night, and they have not printed the letter this week. They say that they'll print it next week, but I have a feeling they won't, because it might affect their advertising in the long run. And this is a problem that we have ourselves, but it's one that we don't worry about too much, because we feel that this is a little bit more serious and something should be done about it. As I said, I tried to get the gentleman to come on the phone, but he says his mother and his sister won't give him permission, and he said he likes the venue, but he just doesn't like dancing in a place that he could be burnt alive in. And I think that's a fairly good comment, but it's it makes one think twice. That was in a local Drogheda nightclub that happened, and it will make you think twice. So that's two upsetting stories we've had in recent days. One about young Alan Smith being turned away in a wheelchair, and that one now about the hazardous state of escape doors and exit doors at a nightclub.
When you're near me, I feel so romantic.
When you're far away, I'm always blue.
If you want me to remain romantic,
yeah, all the things you'd have to do.
Take me.
Okay, well, listen, my records run out. Just hold on there a second, okay? And I'll make that point for you. Okay, gee, my God, phones have gone ridiculous today. I don't know what it is, but they just keep ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. Right, just want to come back, talking about comments on nightclubs. Lady on there with a complaint about the Rosnery Hotel and about Brendan Grace. She bought her tickets well in advance, anxious to see Brendan Grace. A few months ago she bought her, or I don't know, whenever they went first on sale, she tells me she bought her tickets, and she didn't go up much over the Christmas, and having decided to go to Brendan Grace, she eventually left the house about 8:45 and got to the Rosnery sometime around 9:00, and they thought there were in plenty of time. Arriving at the Rosnery, they noticed strings of cars on either side of the road, and they had to park up there at Painstown Estate, I think is how I'll describe it, and they walked all the way back to the Rosnery, and in they went, and they got to the hall, ticket in hand, expecting that they wouldn't have much of a problem because they got their tickets well in advance to see that the place was jammed. They asked the doorman for a seat, and he said, listen, there isn't stool in the place. Now, I would like to remind you, they were paying £4 a head, and she thought that she should get a little bit better accommodation than to be told there wasn't a stool in the house and you'd have to stand in a jammed place. So she stood there for a while, and eventually, in a disgusted state, decided to go back to the door and said, how many people does this place cater for? And the doorman said, about 600 to 700, and how many are in so far? 750. And how many more are you going to let in? And he said, the doorman said, well, we are only allowing in ticket holders. And she asked him how many tickets are out, and he had no idea. But the doorman did offer to refund them their money, etc., which he did. But our lady caller feels that that wasn't good enough for the inconvenience, etc. Nevertheless, it was a gesture anyway. But she was greatly disappointed. When it was an all-ticket affair, it should have been done a little bit better and a little bit better organised, and people wouldn't be so disappointed as they were. So there's another point or a complaint about the Christmas. Surely it wasn't all that bad Christmas, was it? Maybe it was. Anyway, listen, I wanted to include a dedication. Now, this is for Pamela McHugh. And Pamela, a very good afternoon to you, and best of luck to you down there at the 20s. And that request comes in from Patricia. And I've also got a request to play for Heady Eddie. It comes from, I think it's Lila, and also one from the Griffin family of Balbriggan.
Cinema entertainment at the Oscar Cinemas, Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. These films are now on show in the Oscar Armchair and the Oscar Pullman.
Well, happening for you in the Oscar Armchair, it's a great double bill, starting each night at the early time of 7 p.m. Clint Eastwood, and a great number from him called Every Which Way But Lose, and also Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles. That's two great films and a great double bill at the Oscar Armchair, starting at 7 p.m. Clint Eastwood, Every Which Way But Lose, and Blazing Saddles. And in the Oscar Pullman, retained for a second week, and starting each night at 8 p.m. with a course, a matinee this Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. It's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's at the Oscar Pullman, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, in the Oscar Armchair, a great double bill, Every Which Way But Loose, and Blazing Saddles.
Way up to a tasty treat, it's Kelly's bread.
Kelly's bread.
Crisp and fresh and great to eat, that's Kelly's bread.
Morning bread should be sing a morning late while the world is yawning in the shops when the day is dawning.
That's Kelly's bread.
New Kelly's bread. Morning fresh every day, because it's baked fresh every morning.
Morning fresh every single morning.
New year of 1982 sees the continuation of this season's very successful run of Mr. and Mrs. Gavin Duffy's Mr. and Mrs. is Drogheda's top cabaret show, and it's in the Rosnery Hotel each and every Thursday night through 82. This week, the big jackpot prize starts at £130, and there's additional prize money and, of course, special spot prizes. The doors open at 9 o'clock, and this great value show includes entertainment from Dermot Finglas and Cyril Jolly and the Ken Murray Disco Show. So join Gavin Duffy and friends for Mr. and Mrs. in the Rosnery Hotel this and every Thursday night.
Well, Welcome back to the program. The time is 5 minutes before 2 o'clock. It's probably because our phone lines, although they are ringing in, it's probably because our phone lines have been out of action for the last few days that I've gone a little bit slippy on voices, because there was a lady on there from Oaklawns, and so I didn't recognise her voice at all. And 'tis well I know her, and still I did not recognise her. So it's probably that I've gone a little bit rusty. This is our last one on the program. It comes from Frankie McBride, and it's one from him entitled I'm Being Good. And in comes the birthday boy. I have to say hello to Eta Boylan as well.
You always used to say.
Happy birthday to you, Eta. You celebrated your 21st last Monday. That comes from Mrs. Mack, who also wants to wish him a happy birthday as well.
Laugh and say, now you be good. Well, I'm being good, like I said I would. With her little hand in mine, we climbed the stairs. Kneeling by her bed, we'd say our prayers. As I pray for the strength to accept what I can change, Jean wishes you were back home again. I make sure that everything is locked up tight, and I go through the house and turn out all the lights. In my dreams you're in my arms, where you'd be if you could. I miss you and I'm being good. The memories of you almost take my breath. Losing you is choking me to death. Said to, I'm being good. Every morning I make up the bed. Before I leave, I check the stove, just like you said. Each evening I fix supper, like you used to do. While Jeannie tries to walk in your old high-heeled shoes. Your mom and daddy say she looks so much like you. Through the tears in my eyes I see it too. Till death do us part, I never dreamed it would. I miss you and I'm being good. The memories of you almost take my breath. Losing you is choking me to death. I'm living though I thought I never would. And like you said, I'm being good. And I'm being good.
That's Frankie McBride and I'm Being Good. Well, Eddie, how's it going for you today?
Not bad. The card's up.
Yeah, very nice. Who sent you that lovely big one up there for someone special?
The Smiths, you know, Teresa Smith, you know.
Ah, yes, North Strand.
Yes.
Yeah. A beautiful card. Well, Teresa, you'll be happy to know that your card is by far the biggest one there on display at the moment, and there's a myriad of them here in the studio, and he's still opening letters. Are you all excited?
Yeah, I'm all excited. They're all sending requests for me.
What age are you?
Well, you're dead right, Gavin. I told everybody last year and the year before what age I was, you know. So if you remember last year, I'm a year older than that.
Well,
and the year before, 2 years older. Right. No,
29.
No, I'm not 30 yet anyway.
Yes,
no,
you are.
No, I won't be 30 for a long time.
I know, yes. Yeah, you keep telling us lies. Yes, but anyway, will we sing him a happy birthday, will we? Just for the clack. Okay, we'll sing him a happy birthday there. Grab that there, everybody together. Whether we start this on 3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy great law,
birthday
isn't it? Yeah, sing along,
to you. Happy birthday, dear Eddie.
Of Tolkien.
He's on the tune. Happy birthday to you,
ba 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 boo. 30 years today, 30 years today. Now, anyway,
it's very funny. One card I got said, "Congratulations, happy birthday. You're a great," and when turned over, "survivor."
Yes, you can say that again. Surviving at the age of 30 and still going strong. Racing results, we have them from Cross Channel Towcester. We have them from at home Thurles. We'll start with Towcester. First race of the day, the 12:30, a win for number 12, Imperium, the 94 joint favourite. Second was number 11, Henfold Lad, at 8-1. And third was number 6, Penton, at 16-1, 12 Ram. The 1 o'clock from Towcester, a win for number 22, Brando. Second was number 12. Late Night Extra at 7-1, and third was number 24, Fuego Diablo, at 25-1. Incidentally, the winner, number 22, Brando, was returned at 13-2 and 18 Ram. The 1:30 result, first number 31, Mickle Moppet, at 11-4. Second was number 27, The Draper, at 20-1, and third was number 19, My Snip, at 4-1. On to racing from at home, we have results from Thurles and the 12:45, the first one there, a win for number 2, Apulo, at 14-1. Second was number 12, Stunted Rena, at 8-1. And third was number 4, Cool as Ice, returned at 6-1. The non-winner was number 5 and 20 Ran. The 1:15, first number 2, Doorstep, 9-4. Second was number 16, Spartan Prince, the 5-4 on favourite. Second was number 13, Feeney, at 7-1, 19 Ram. There are your results as they are to hand this Wednesday afternoon, and don't forget you'll be getting them throughout the afternoon. Compliments of Betterway in the Boyne Shopping Centre, Drogheda. That's where we leave it on the lunchtime special today. Just before we do go, apologies that we didn't get around to speaking to Gay and to Patricia Martin because of a mislaid briefcase, but we'll try and get back to those tomorrow. And the birthday boy gets ready. For sure. You know, you're getting old. Seeing that it is his birthday, I see, right. I see you've cast right. aside your walking
no, today,
stick.
Today the golden hour is from 1975, right?
Yeah.
So and today
you were celebrating
a very 19- special birthday in 75, right?
Your 22nd.
How many people celebrate a 22nd birthday?
Sure you. Sure you've been celebrating it for about 5 years. You were. Right. Are you going to do your show? Are you? Will I go then?
Well, thank you, Gavin, and a very good afternoon. Welcome along. The golden hour is from 1975. Most apt to my birthday. What a difference a day makes.
What a difference a day makes. 24 little hours. From the sun and the flowers. Today there's a rainbow before me. Skies above can be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven with you. Find romance on your menu. What a difference a day makes. And the difference is you.
birthday makes 24 little hours from the sun and the flowers. Where there used to be rain, my yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, what a difference a day makes. Before me, skies above can't be stormy. Since that moon of bliss, ooh, that thrilling kiss is heaven. When you find romance on your menu, what a difference a day makes, and that difference is you.
Esther Phillips starting off today's programme from 1975, The Golden Hour, until 3 o'clock. What a difference a day makes. And here's Sweet, a big hit from April of 1975. It's called Fox on the Run. I will dedicate that one to Tony Clayton Lee. Fox on the Run. A record from 1975 on today's Golden Hour. 7143 is our telephone number, and you can send in your tea break dedications or birthday calls on 0417143.
With your eyes, you're telling.
telling me lies.
One this week in 1975, that's Pilot, January. 13 minutes past two, and here's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel.
You've done it all, you've broken every code, and pulled the rebel to the floor. You spoiled the game, no matter what you say. Only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, blue eyes. How can you tell so many lies? Come up and see me, make me smile. I'll do what you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Resist, resist. From yourself, you have to hide. Oh, come up and see me to make me smile. I'll do what you want, run running wild.
believed in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth.